Welcome to the show called Let's Talk Homeschool. I'm Davis and I'm with Rachel. We're your hosts.
Hello, everyone. It's great to be with you today.
Welcome to episode number 20. Today's show is titled Thanksgiving Tree. Now, as you probably already know, Let's Talk Homeschool is a show about everything homeschooling. We are laser focused on the topic. We discuss all the reasons why you should, all the reasons why you can, and we want to affirm, encourage, challenge, and inspire you to new heights and to take it to new levels. One of our other key words, not the fifth one, is we want to celebrate many milestones you get to experience, and that's what today's show will be about. The Thanksgiving tree, we will celebrate a specific family tradition of ours.
We are your coaches, your cheerleaders, your biggest fans as you go through this journey called home education. Whether you have a vision for it before you even have your first child, or maybe you're jumping in or feel thrown in the junior high or high school years, we want to be here to cheer you on, to train you, to teach you, to be for you what we wish we had had when we began this journey 25 years ago.
We believe that if there was ever a time to homeschool, it is now. The sponsor of this show is Apologia Educational Ministries. Their mission is to help homeschooling families learn, live, and defend the Christian faith. Apologia is the number one publisher of creation-based science and Bible curricula for homeschooling families with over 80 number one awards, covering a time span of more than 12 years in a row. Now that's impressive, but more importantly, that's why Apologia is trusted by homeschooling families all across the USA and the world. Go to apologia.com, a great place to explore creation. And since you're on the podcast, I want to make sure you go to homeschool-101.com because there you can sign up to receive all kinds of articles, devotionals, resources, activities, freebies, printables, promotions, you name it. And of course, podcast updates. Okay, Rachel, let's talk homeschool. Now, Thanksgiving is right around the corner. As a matter of fact, we are publishing this episode 1 week early to get on the front end of the month. But some people think of Thanksgiving as a mere speed bump on the way to Christmas.
Oh, I hate that. I hate that phraseology.
Well, and we love Christmas.
I do.
But
I do.
We also love Thanksgiving. And today we want to share one of our favorite Thanksgiving family traditions among many. We actually start this particular tradition on November 1st and keep it going all the way up to Thanksgiving Day.
It's true.
So, Rachel, what is the Thanksgiving tree?
Okay, so I have to back up and explain why I don't like it when people refer to Thanksgiving as the bump in the road before Christmas. I believe that Thanksgiving sets the stage for Christmas. I think when we set the stage in our home of thankfulness, of gratefulness, a mindfulness of how profoundly we have been blessed as members of the body of Christ in communities where we have an opportunity to give back and bless others graciously in our lives, and just thank God for all of the many seemingly minor, small, teeny blessings to the major blessings. I think it makes Christmas so much more meaningful. But I do believe that a lot of people just want to hurdle Thanksgiving and get on with the real holiday. And I really do believe that's tragic. And as a mom, I feel like moms have an opportunity. I think it was Mary George that said that the mother is the thermostat of the home. Okay. And I like that phraseology because her point is clear, right? She's basically saying the mother sets the tone, sets the temperature, sets the attitude, the context of the home. And that's like a seat of power, right? To be able to have that kind of influence on all of the members of your family. And I believe as moms, we ought to take that opportunity and that role very seriously and raise a generation of children who know what it's like to be grateful and thankful. And then I think Christmas becomes more meaningful. So you asked me what the Thanksgiving tree. I had to make that caveat first.
Well,
so,
and real quick, just to add to that, because I want to make sure people realize that we really do love Christmas. I mean, after all, it is the beginning of the Christian calendar.
Correct.
The whole Advent season. But as you're saying, Thanksgiving is the end of the Christian calendar. And right. so this can set the stage for the thankfulness that we have for the incarnation.
Exactly.
And everything leading up to the holy days that are right in front of us in many exactly. ways, beginning with Thanksgiving.
Exactly. And I do believe that way too often as Christians, we allow the world to steal our thunder. Mm. So there was a few years ago, this whole attitude of gratitude thing. And that's awesome, right? But if we don't have an attitude of gratitude based on Christ's finished work on the cross, the love of the Father to send the Son, the indwelling gift of the Holy Spirit, we should be the most grateful people on the
Absolutely.
Planet.
Absolutely.
We shouldn't be chasing after the world's gratitude. We should be fundamentally grateful for something that the world doesn't have that we have the opportunity to give them.
Right.
So of all the people, we should be most aware of just how profoundly blessed we are
Absolutely.
To have a knowledge of God, the gift of His Son, and again, the indwelling of the Spirit.
Okay.
That makes all things possible.
So the Thanksgiving tree.
The Thanksgiving tree. That was a big caveat. The Thanksgiving tree is something, I wonder, Davis, if you even remember who we need to give credit to for that. I don't know where we got that idea, but when I was teaching high school, which was a long time ago now.
A long time ago. Kids.
I was the bulletin board queen. I believe that kids need a variety of different touch points for education and learning. And so I believe that, you know, some kids are verbal and some are visual. And so my room was always really decorated. And I found this laminated tree at one of the teacher supply stores and used it extensively in my room with different bulletin boards. And then when we started homeschooling, I had that tree in our homeschool room.
And just so folks know, this is not a Christmas tree looking tree. It's
no.
a hardwood tree.
Well, right.
It's like an oak or something, and it's flat,
and it was laminated. And I used it to illustrate the seasons for our kids.
Right.
So, you know, in spring, it has flowers and green leaves. And in the summer, in the fall, the leaves turned to colors. And then in the winter, all the leaves were gone. And right. so... in trying to teach seasons and order and progression, I would use this tree. And I really wish I could remember who to give credit to. But once upon a time, somewhere, I decided, in an effort to really encourage this idea of gratefulness among our children, which, by the way, you can know whether or not your children, or yourself for that matter, has a grateful heart. Because out of the mouth speaks that the what we're saying is reflecting what's in our heart, right? Out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. And so when your children are wanting things all the time, gimme, 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 if they don't want to share, right? If their appetites go unsatiated, you can know that there is a fundamental issue of gratitude there. They don't get what they've got.
Right.
I would even go so far as students that struggle with motivation or getting their work done or being joyful. All of those are indications of an ungrateful heart. And I cannot imagine there's anyone in our audiences, Davis, that listens to us that does not have more things to be grateful for than they realize that they could possibly list. And so I believe what I was seeing some character issues and in some of our children. And I was like, you know what? We need to sort of arrest this whole gimme, gimme, gimme culture that's seeping into our house, right? Because I don't know about you, but I've been seeing Christmas decorations since the middle of August. So we have a full court press commercialization of Christmas going on in this country.
Which can take away that grateful attitude
and
realization of just how blessed we are.
Completely. And even just to back up the bus a little further, I remember Christmas. I mean, Thanksgiving when I grew up really was a bump in the road, right? I mean, it meant going to Nana's and having a fantastic Thanksgiving meal. But by then, I already had my copy of the Sears catalog. Dog-eared and everything I wanted marked. And I didn't want that for my kids. And I started seeing in my kids, we were missing Thanksgiving and they were just looking, falling in line with the culture of the wants. And it was like, no, 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 we can't do this. So we took the tree.
Okay.
And we hung it prominently in the dining room area. So we were going to see it three times a day.
Right.
At breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And I purchased those super sticky Post-it notes.
Right.
And the fall colors. So we had right. brown and yellow and orange and red. And a Sharpie. I mean, this is not anything fancy. Mm-hmm. So our little Post-it notes, our leaves are squares.
Right. Yeah, we started with squares.
Yeah.
And then we progressed to Post-it notes that were shaped like leaves. And
but they don't stick very well. That's why we haven't used them
right.
as much.
So what would we do with these Post-its?
So we would go around the table and we would ask the kids, what is something that you're thankful for? And so it was very insightful, I found, because I would have thought that I would have known what my kids would have said. But it was interesting what the kids would say. They would say things like oatmeal, or mm-hmm. they might say a sibling, or they might say the beauty outside, or they might say
the basketball goal,
the spider on the porch, our pet. It was really an amazing insight into the hearts and the minds of our kids. And here's the interesting thing for our audience. Our kids never had a hard time coming up with something they were thankful for.
Right. Well, and what was always fascinating to me is, I mean, we had a large family with seven kids. And so there's nine of us. So usually at the beginning of the month, when we start this on November 1st.
Right.
And we do it every day, all three meals,
you know, right.
As we go through November up to Thanksgiving Day. And the first day or two or meal or two, we'll just say one thing each.
Sure.
So there'll be nine Post-its that get put up. Second meal, second day, same thing typically. You know, everybody say one thing they're thankful for. And that's when you get the obvious things out there. And so then after the obvious things are out there, you almost think this is going to get harder because, good grief, now we're to November 7th or 8th.
Right.
We've got a lot of time before Thanksgiving. And we're going to run out of things.
Right.
But what always was really amazing to me is we'd start unpicking the ante and say, okay, today you get to say as many things as you want. And each of us would say two or three or four, sometimes five things mm-hmm. each.
Right.
And as we got closer and closer to Thanksgiving, it's like we started piling on
yeah.
the Post-its with all these items and people and
circumstances yeah.
that everybody in our family was thankful for and had remembered and
right.
paid attention to.
Well, and I this last year, so everyone's getting older, right? We're not getting younger. And so our youngest now is 15, and we have continued. So we have mm-hmm. five launched out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
So in a few weeks, you know, when we start our Thanksgiving tree for this year, it'll just be the four of us. But that tree's going to be covered. Mm-hmm. As much this year with the four of us as it ever is. Last year, when it was only the four of us, I had some of our launched kids call and say, put this on the tree. Or when they came home, we had everyone here last year. When they came home, they were pulling out the Post-its. The kids that were launched, that were just visiting for the holiday, were pulling out the Post-its and writing their own, putting their own leaves on the tree. And you just have to, picture this, audience. So this tree is...
It's
not huge.
The trunk's probably about 4 or 5 feet tall.
Right.
Maybe 3 feet wide with the branches. But because of every day of the week, everybody in the family, multiple items at some meals, we would have literally hundreds.
Indeed.
A couple hundred
right.
Post-its with individual items and things. And I also just was remembering that many times the kids would want to draw a picture of
right.
that item
yeah,
on the
illustrative,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, which is an added thing. And I just remember, too, a few years ago, we lost the original tree. And so you don't need to feel like you have to go to some teacher supply store or Amazon and order some official laminated tree. Our kids have made it just
right.
with brown construction paper. It doesn't have to be anything fancy because the whole thing's going to get covered up with these Post-its that you're going to put on there.
Right. By the time you get to Thanksgiving Day, you're going to have a blossomed tree
right.
with red, yellow, green, blue, or not blue, fall-colored Post-its.
Yeah. And your kids are really going to get excited about it. It's such a great conversation piece.
Mm-hmm.
We've had guests over, And they want to, what was this? Tell me about this. Or people come over and they find themselves unexpectedly on the Thanksgiving tree. I have a friend, Mrs. Kreitz, and she's a very dear friend of mine. And she made the Thanksgiving tree a few years ago. The kids hiked over to her house and were in the back of her house. And she came over to drop something off one day and saw her name up there. And she was just so flattered that her name would be up there. But God weaves all of our lives and our circumstances together in such beautiful ways. It's just such a blessing to focus on God, His provision, His faithfulness, what He has done for us in the last year, to come together. And what you said earlier, Davis, to celebrate the goodness mm-hmm. and the glory and the faithfulness of God in this remarkable way. It makes Thanksgiving a fuller holiday for us.
I was going to say that because, like we said at the beginning of the show, we normally publish this podcast the second and fourth Monday of each month. This month, November, we're actually publishing the first and third Monday, one, to get this show on Monday, November 4th. So we're already 4 days into doing this, even though we're recording this in October. But the next show will be the Monday before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And we want to make sure we have that particular Thanksgiving traditions episode right before Thanksgiving, not after. But again, if you do this Thanksgiving tree starting November and make the whole month of November leading up to Thanksgiving Day, every day, every meal, you're remembering what you're grateful for, what you're blessed with. It also tends to slow you down rather than speed you up to Thanksgiving to where you can actually take it all in and not let Thanksgiving be that speed bump that you just rush right through and didn't think about and meditate on. And this Thanksgiving tree helps us do that. It helps us actually not just one day, not 2 days, but 20 plus days really think about, what am I thankful for? And hearing what my wife is thankful for, what my kids are thankful for, and it's good for the soul.
So let's boil it down. They can do this easily, right? You need a few pieces of brown construction paper, a Sharpie marker, some tape, right, to put your tree wherever it is. And I would strongly recommend that you put it somewhere prominent in your home, not on the back of a closet door that you're not going to see, but like by your dining room table, just on the wall.
Right, we put it on our sliding door, which is all glass, you know, right there by the dining room table.
And then I think ideally colorful Post-its, right?
I think that has made a world of difference.
I do too.
More, not just yellow Post-its, not just green ones, but the fall foliage colors, green, yellow, orange, red, make for a beautiful Thanksgiving tree.
It really does. And I would really encourage, I would just say as a little aside, the super sticky notes actually work the best. I have found the ones that were tree shaped, but we end up using scotch tape to hold them on the wall.
Right.
They don't stay. But anyway, you can do this. Your kids, and even if they're in junior high and high school, they might roll their eyes back in the back of their head, but we are called to be a grateful people. And I think it's something that we need to intentionally practice, to intentionally model for our children, being grateful for God and His abundance, His faithfulness in our lives.
Well, and be careful if you do this. Thanksgiving might just become one of your favorite holidays.
That's right. It is mine.
All right. Well, it's that time of our conversation that we have to bring it to a close. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We hope that you'll join us again next time. And if you liked what you heard, please share it with a few friends. This is Let's Talk Homeschool, and we are your hosts, Davis and Rachel Carmen. We want to thank our sponsor, Apology Educational Ministries. Have a great day, a great Thanksgiving, and until next time, we are walking by faith and enjoying the homeschooling adventure of a lifetime.